But the outcome of the Peter Ellis Supreme Court hearing today, the Ellis case, raises a whole bunch of questions. For the court to even consider the arguments posthumously means this decision is going to have consequences without doubt, so it could set precedent. If the argument carries, and if, say, those convictions, the remaining 13, were quashed, then relatives and friends of other people who've gone to their graves with their characters in tatters will be looking at their options. If it was your dad, or your brother or sister or whatever, would you give up on their innocence after they'd gone if you were convinced? Probably not. 30 years now, nearly, since Ellis was convicted, guilty on 16 abuse charges following a jury trial and a 10-year sentence. But as we know, three of those charges were later quashed when a supposed victim admitted that she'd lied in court to please her mum. Eventually, Ellis did 7 years, and once he was out, launched further appeals and requests for inquiries, still battling to clear his name when he died. The Supreme Court will tell us today whether that should have been enough to put the other convictions in doubt, and we'll learn why it was that the Supreme Court felt it appropriate to hear the appeal after Ellis's death. The fact he protested his innocence right until the end is actually neither here nor there. You can read that any way you like, and that will not have influenced the judges one iota. What they were asked to decide on was the manner of a deceased person beyond their death, and that decision will reveal, the decision today, what they made of that argument, that Ellis had a right to clear his name, or try to, and re-establish his mana beyond the grave. If this appeal succeeds, undoubtedly many, many more will follow.